No.
No. No.
What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years.
You're a cunt, Brian.
You cunt.
You're a cunt, Brian.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, Carmen.
You're a cunt, Brian.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Hello.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to No, Sir, I Don't Like It.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Carmen. That's Brian. Welcome.
Hey, guys, how you doing? You down there listening to the podcast while doing some Amazon shopping? Well, if so, please go to brianvokey.com, click on the banner at the top, and let it lead you to Amazon.com and shop as normal. It won't affect your prices, won't do anything except give us some cha-ching. You know what I mean?
A little change on the back end, baby. Mm-hmm. Like a nice little back alley deal, guys.
And we take a little off the top,
we
you know?
We take a little bit.
You know. I tell you, Amazon, it'd be awful if anything happened to your shop.
It'd be
a terrible thing.
It'd be awful.
You know?
I would cry. I'm not going to lie. I'd be brokenhearted if this brick that I'm holding in my hand happened to go through your window. That'd be such a horrible
All these
news.
Cardboard boxes look like they'd go up fast.
They
you know?
Really
they'd
burn
go up
really
fast.
Quickly. So make sure you guys go to brianvokey.com and click on the Amazon banner. And buy some shit that you were already going to buy anyways. Maybe it's 3 o'clock in the morning and you're high and you start looking at kitchen stuff. That's what I do. Maybe you buy other shit.
I'll tell you this, though. If you are going on Amazon and shopping and you are looking for toilet products, I suggest you get the fuck off Amazon and you go straight to Brondell.com.
What a smooth transition. And it's not just bathroom products, Brian. It's not. It's not just bidets.
They
have
air
purifying shit. They got all kinds of stuff.
Throw an air purifier in the bathroom while you blow it up. Keep that air nice and clean. Keep all those shit particles from getting in your eye and stuff.
But if you buy the Swash 1400, which is what we have.
The Swash 1400.
There's already a deodorizer built in it. So you can always do that. Again, put in the promo code no sir when you guys check out
Brondell.com. So I think that's everything we needed to say.
All right, you guys have a good week.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Bye. Oh, we already talked about how much I hate that. Fuck.
I got a K thanks text yesterday.
No way.
I did.
I feel like in text form it's not as bad as hearing it. Hearing it is even more cunty than like reading it. Because K thanks could be like just K thanks. But when somebody's like K thanks, when it's like that upward inflection where it's just assuming that you're doing whatever the fuck I will you to, go.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yourself.
It's Valley Girl fascism. That's what it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Valley Girl fascism.
These cunty dictators.
Yep.
These dickless dictators.
Mussolini Barbie. Dude, we're drinking tea here. I have been sick for the last 3 days, and let me tell you what I don't like. I don't like catching a cold in the middle of the hottest heat wave we've had in years.
How is that even possible? How can you be cold? How can you?
I wasn't
cold.
You know, cold doesn't
hot.
Necessarily mean you're cold.
No, but sometimes it affects your internal body temperature.
I'm wondering if it's because I've been coming in and out of AC and into the heat and all these temperature changes or something.
I'm certain that has something to do with it.
But I've had to work and I've been sick as a dog, and it was 109.
It was
110.
It was 116 like a week
Woo,
ago. It was
doggy.
Like it was. I think today was. It was even already 100. It's been. It's been over 3 digits. Over 3 digits for the last couple of weeks.
I felt like, remember in Beavis and Butthead Do America where they're just crawling through the desert and the birds yeah. are like circling
You're
around.
You're just doing
them.
It with a crate of half and half yeah, on your back.
That was just me trying to get to work, just crawling on the cement. The cement's burning me. Homeless guy starts pissing on me, and I'm like, that's kind of cool. That's
actually,
nice.
That's nice.
That's nice.
What is that, 98.6 degrees?
I think you got some kidney stones in my eye there, sir.
I don't think your piss is supposed to be chunky.
Yeah. Wanna... That's true, man. MacArthur Park. You know, it's funny. I was talking to my coworker, and she was telling me her story with the coyote coming in from Mexico. In 1991, because she, you know, she's an illegal. I don't know if she's legal now, but and she was just talking about how much nicer.
What do you mean she's illegal? She's under 18?
No, no, no. She came in 1991, so that's over 18 years ago. No, she like came into the country with a coyote in the back of a
what?
Truck. Yeah, yeah.
Was it like a tame one, or she just trap it like to eat it? Was it a docile coyote?
Are you being a dick right now?
No. Who the fuck has a pet coyote?
You really don't know what I'm talking about. Be honest.
What?
A coyote is the guy who brings you across the border, the smuggler.
Oh, I didn't know that's what they were
called.
How
did you not know that? Your last name is Morales.
I'm not Mexican, you racist cunt. That's why.
Not all people crossing the borders are Mexican, you dumb cunt.
I didn't know what it was called. I'm sorry. I was
all the illegals
here.
Are Mexican. How fucking Caribbean Latin of you. That is some fucking snobby.
That's not true, because I...
You're legal as soon as you touch the soil.
I legalized somebody who came here illegally.
That doesn't make you not... You did it for money. You didn't do it.
So?
Doesn't mean you learned anything, obviously. But that's just that. That's exactly what Mexicans think Puerto Ricans and Cubans and shit think of them, where they're just like, oh yeah, all the illegal dirty ones crawling over the border are Mexicans. Now there's also dirty Salvadorians, dirty Guatemalans, dirty Panamanians.
That's still all South America, dude. That's still all South America.
No, but
we had to swim here, Brian.
Oh yeah,
it's way different.
And then you're illegal as soon as you touch home.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's like laser tag.
Yeah. Base, home base.
Yeah. You can't get me. I'm home. This is home. But she's telling me
in the Keys when they would pick up, they wouldn't call them coyotes. That's specific to the desert, dude. That's why I said Mexican, because like there's like my dad used to like go fishing and shit like that in the Keys, and there was like all these boats that would smuggle in people from Cuba that were trying to get to home base,
right?
And they were never referred to as coyotes.
Coyotes is not specific to the desert, but that's fine.
How? What are they called in Florida then? They're not called coyotes.
I'm telling you that like there are people who will smuggle Russians in from the northern side of the border, and at least the coyote is an accepted colloquial term for a person who accepts money in exchange for sneaking somebody into the country. But it doesn't matter. That's not even what I was trying to talk about.
Oh, okay.
What I was trying to talk about was, first of all, her story was insane. She came across with her baby daughter, son, I forget. No, daughter. And they were lying in a truck. It was in 100-something degrees, driving through the desert. The coyote stole everything. She had no new diaper. Her baby had one diaper, and that was it. And the clothes that was on the baby's back and on her back, and they gave her a 12-ounce bottle of milk, dropped her off in the middle of right across the border in Arizona. She knew nobody. She came to this country with a baby and nothing else.
Yeah, a baby and a 12-ounce
bottle. The clothes on her back, a 12-ounce bottle of milk. And I just was just thinking about all the conversations about immigration and just the people who look at these people like they're fucking animals and not even human. And you just think about how much more they want it, you know, than the people who are here who don't want them here. And I know it's like a cliche story, but when you just sit there and you look somebody in the eye and they tell you their story about crossing the border. And I mean, I can't imagine. She's a 20-year-old girl with a baby, or 19-year-old girl with a baby. That's already enough.
And you want to talk about hope? That's the most hope that you can have.
Yeah.
When all you have is a juice box worth of something to feed the kid that you have with you.
Yeah.
And that's it. And you're just hoping it's better. Like, you just heard it was better there.
She could have very easily just died in that desert with the baby.
Yeah.
And now she, you know, she doesn't have AC, so she's not a complete success story. But she has a flat, an apartment in MacArthur Park, and has a job and everything. But she was telling me the story, and I just was so moved. And it was 7-Eleven day today. So we're recording this on July 11th, so it's free Slurpee day. So I just went and got her a free Slurpee, and I was like, I got you a Slurpee because of your story. I didn't pay for it, but still.
America did. Yeah. Welcome to America. Here's your
I know it was 1991 when you got in here, but I don't know if anybody properly said welcome. So here's a free 7-Eleven
Here's
Slurpee.
Some sugar water, some cold sugar water. Welcome. You're so stupid.
I just like, I spent the whole day being like, God, I am such an entitled prick. Like, just
I feel
thinking
like
about.
We all are. Especially people that don't ever travel and see it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've traveled a lot, but I've actually, honestly, I've traveled many places, but I think the most destitute place I've ever seen is downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah.
But
I mean, we've talked about that before where it's just, yeah.
She talked about that. She's like, Mexico, she's like, Mexico in some ways is a lot better. She goes, the weather where I grew up, never this hot. She said, there's not that nearly as many homeless people. And she said there was a guy shooting up meth on her front step today, like this morning. And she said her other family, when they snuck in after her, they went to Jackson Hole, Wyoming. And they were like, she said she visited her one time. It was beautiful. She's like, there's a river there. And there's like, you know, it's beautiful and it's cheap. She's like, but I don't like the snow. But she was like, it's too dangerous to travel right now, like with Trump in office and all that stuff.
Yeah, she's going to wait a few years.
Yeah, yeah. So she was like, I can't go visit my mother. Because I'm thinking, like, God, I wonder if her mother's about to die. But then I realized these fucking teenage breeding Mexicans, her mom's probably only like in her 50s. Because I'm not even kidding.
Shut up.
No, no, no. Let me do some math for you before you start judging me. She is 39 years old. Mm-hmm. She has 3 kids. 2 of those kids have kids. So she has a 16-year-old and a 17-year-old daughter. And the 16-year-old daughter has 1 kid and is pregnant with the next one. The 17-year-old already has 2 that are out walking around. And so they have a generation that goes from age 0 to 39 is 3 generations. So I'm not making anything up. It looks like a daycare when at my job.
Did you ask her why?
They have so many kids?
Yes.
It's religion. I didn't ask her why. I don't judge her at all, and her husband is in jail and is part of MS-13, so I don't. I just get her Slurpees and stuff and stay away.
Wow!
And she was like, "I don't like drugs." She goes, "One time I had Mota candy, Mota." No, it's French. I forget.
Como se dice?
And I go, "I know what Mota is."
Yeah.
And she goes, "Oh, made my mouth so dry, I couldn't stand up. My kids were pointing and laughing. They dosed their mom with weed candy." But yeah, that whole story just made me think that I don't like my fucking attitude. And you know what else I hate is that I have talked to so many people living in California and heard their story, and it only lasts about 20 minutes, the lesson.
Yeah.
You know,
just long enough to go get a free Slurpee and bring it back, and then I'm done.
And then I'm back to being like, I don't like the color of my new car.
Brian, get a car, everybody.
I'm driving in, if you all have ever had, if you live in a hip town, then they're serving Moscow Mules in your town.
They're serving Moscow Mules in Omaha now. That's how hip they are. They're in everywhere.
So the copper
cup.
Yeah, the copper cup they serve the Moscow Mule in. I'm just put 4 wheels on that, and that's what I'm driving.
It kind of looks like a cup, too.
It's a Honda
like
Fit
an
Sport.
Upside down saucer, like a cup and saucer.
I do not like, yeah, I don't like how little that lesson lasts, though. Like,
But here's my question for you. What do you expect for you to do? Are you supposed to take on all of her responsibilities?
No. I'm just supposed to have a little perspective when I start feeling gripey. Mm-hmm. Not like this podcast is for fun.
Yeah.
But like, I don't, but I'm also really like that. Like, there's a reason why we have this podcast. It's in my bones. I remember when I was 14 years old, my dad looked at me and he was like, "You're so friggin' dark." He goes, "I don't understand why you're so miserable." And it's just been like that my whole life.
Right.
And then I hear the story about getting dropped off. I've never had a struggle like that. The only struggles that I have comparable to that are from volunteering to go to the Army or volunteering to like travel through hitchhiking or riding. I signed up. I mean, I guess she kind of signed up to go there, but who knows what it was like at home. She might have been fleeing something crazier. But she it's just like crazy. I've never had a struggle like that. And then whenever I hear those stories, I just need a constant loop of other people's stories on my headphones so that I fucking stop being so entitled.
No, but then you would be insufferable like you were when you were younger. Like, where you're just like, oh, I just, you know, just.
But I don't feel like I need to save people or anything. Like, mm-hmm. I just, it just, like, it's, you remember that David Cross bit where he said he was depressed for 20 years and it turns out he just had a rock in his shoe? Whatever, he just...
I don't know that bit, but that's very funny.
I think I need to just put a rock in my shoe.
And just walk forever on it?
That's apparently what James Gandolfini did whenever, like, if he had a scene in The Sopranos where he was supposed to be, like, real pissed off, he wouldn't let himself sleep, which he said in an interview he'd never let himself, but he was also a raging cokehead, so he probably wasn't sleeping either way. But but he said he would also put a rock in his shoe.
Really?
And walk around all day with a rock in his shoe just so he could be extra pissed off.
What the fuck?
It's like, you could also learn how to act, yeah. You know? Because I hate actors. So stupid.
Put a rock in my shoe.
Yeah.
Yeah, put a rock in my shoe.
Oh! Yeah, it's so annoying. But, I mean, back into the entitled part. We'll just see. Yeah, that lesson's gone. I'm ready to move into another entitled rant. Buying a car on Craigslist is a fucking nightmare. I'm so sick of doing it. It's not as bad as selling. Selling is worse because at least you're in control of when you go to look at a car. You set up all those times. You don't have to be available to everybody else.
Yeah, I tried to remember that futon I had at my old place. Mm-hmm. I tried to put that on Craigslist. And I got dicks in return.
Really?
So then I put
people are sending dick pics over Craigslist ads?
Yeah. I got dicks.
That had to have worked one time, at least mythologically.
It's never worked.
There's no reason why guys would do it unless they've heard at least...
Bullshit. Have you been on Craigslist? It is their weirdest motherfuckers on there. And the only way I even sold it is because I took it off Craigslist and I put it on Facebook and then I sold it like within a day.
The girl who I bought the car from, she knocked $800 off. Well, I negotiated with her and I definitely haggled, but mm-hmm. part of the reason she said she was willing to work with me was because I wasn't weird.
That's what I'm saying. There's a fucking creepy ass people. Like it was like, has the futon been fucked on? Like I got an email like that because it's a lot of times you're getting these anonymous ass emails. So it's like, what do you want me to do with this?
See, that's why the last three cars I've gotten rid of, I've just parked somewhere and walked away. I've done that with two cars.
What are you talking about? Because then they can charge you for it.
I've never had anything happen. I've walked away from two cars
and just left them.
Mm-hmm. In LA.
Really?
Yeah. Recently, I have one more right now that I got to get rid of, but I'm gonna try to scrap that one.
Wow. Well, yeah, it's a Toyota, right? You could get
Subaru.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, but
you walked away from your Toyota. You could have parted that one out a lot. Because people like to restore those, especially because it was an older one.
Yeah, I was real depressed. I couldn't be bothered.
Oh, okay. Did you have a baby on your back with 12 ounces of milk in your pocket?
Listen, but also, have you ever not been a famous comedian?
Yeah.
Alejandra? Try that out. I don't want to be famous. But here's... The thing is, they like describe shit on Craigslist in the most retarded way, where it's like, car's in pristine shape, nothing ever happened to it, fucking like brand new, title salvage. Why? Why is the title salvage? You can't put a salvage title on an ad and then not tell me why. And then when I ask, they're always just like, oh, it was stolen and then recovered. And I was like, oh, really? It just so happens that 9 cars I've emailed have all been stolen and recovered, and that's why they're salvaged? Mm-hmm. Or is that the fucking answer that Google told you to make people the least suspicious about the salvage title? It's just everybody. Anytime you got to deal with the public and money, it's fucking brutal.
Yeah, that's why I don't. Fuck that, dude. Fuck that. That's why every car prior I either traded in or I just gave to my buddy for some cash. Just mm-hmm. take it. Just take it. Run it into the ground.
But I don't trust the dealers either. Thank God I found a nice fucking like overbearing Asian lady to buy this car from who had all the service records and everything. I mean, she was kind of dirty in the way girls are really dirty. Like, I don't think they get enough credit for how dirty they are.
They're fucking gross.
I mean,
a lot of them. I mean, like, there's... it's a lot of like, remember the episode when me and your sister talked about she had to clean because her dad was there. A lot of times, if nobody's coming, it'll never get clean and it'll be gross. Like, I have to shame myself to be like, because I'm going on the road for three. I have to shame myself to be like, are you really going to leave your place like this?
Right.
Are you going to fucking be a piece of, are you really going to be the piece of shit that your dad said you always were? Like, you know what I mean? It takes all of that just for me to not be gross. It's easy to be gross.
The thing, I think the difference, the reason why girls don't have the reputation guys have is because generally in my experience, disgusting, messy girls, there still isn't a smell.
Yeah, it's messy. Like a dude. It's messy. Guys are gross, women are messy.
yeah.
Like, guys will leave food in their neck, like in their bed, like old food on a plate in their bed.
Oh, for sure.
That's gross. But like, chicks will leave their dirty underwear on the floor. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a difference.
There's usually rarely a smell, but yeah, the interior of this car is pretty ate up, and anybody who's worked in the service industry knows that a girl's bathroom is way worse to clean than a dude's bathroom.
If you guys revisit the Jackie Cation episode, we talked about that at length. And
how the fuck do you remember that? That was a year and a half ago. That was like episode 9 or something.
I don't know why I remember, but I do. Well, it's also because like working at the store now, I'm cleaning out like,
oh yeah,
if the bathroom gets backed, and it's always like. And there's a plunger, right? Like, if a dude blacked up a bathroom, there's a plunger right next to it. He's like, oh, fucking. And you just fix it. But chicks are like, ill. Like, and then it's like, it's your shit, bitch.
Yeah. And it's a little unnerving to see all that blood. Like, when you walk in the bathroom, you're like, Jesus Christ, that's a lot of blood. Like,
what blood? What are you talking
like
about?
Like, dirty tampons and maxi pads.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, you know, it's little dots of blood, but they add up to where you're like, that's a trash can full of bloody rags. That's. Kind of creepy. Like, I get it. That's nature or whatever. But Jesus Christ.
But you're also not seeing the blood on a regular basis like we do. You know?
Yeah.
It's really.
That's why you guys don't care about throwing it near the trash can. Yeah. You're not in it.
That fucking gross. Because it's the most. It's so unsanitary. You know?
Yeah. Nobody.
It's a sanitary napkin. Dispose of it. Like, if you had medical waste right next to a trash, you would be outraged. If there was a dirty syringe.
If there was just a fucking bloody Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Like, on the floor of your bathroom. Like, what if
because it came out of your pussy, it's okay? Because you're comfortable with your own blood? Like, come on, dude.
Yeah, put
it
away.
Consider other people.
Somehow this has something to do with buying cars online.
I don't know.
Oh, because girls are messy. Oh, yeah, and the car is pretty ate up. But you know what's funny also is that by just being normal, I was able to tell this girl, like, you know, the car is a little messy. And, like, that took, like, I was like, I got to get it detailed. And, like, shit, she could have spent 20 minutes vacuuming it.
Yeah, and fixed it
and
all.
And washed it. Mm-hmm. And then, but instead, she lost like $100 on that. And I was like, I'm never buying a car from a dude again.
I'm so glad you pulled an Armenian card.
I did.
Come here, lady. Bye,
Bati. It's messy, Bati. I got to get detail, Bati.
Come on.
Detail costs $100. Minimum.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. I'm so glad you got a car, though. That's
but
awesome.
By dealing in a Craigslist financial situation, dealing with a woman is so much easier. Oh, my God. Because there isn't that, like, I think, and I have it in me, too, where guys, like, a lot of times, I don't mean for this podcast to be real, like, fellas and ladies, but, like, guys like the process, the dance of the negotiation a lot, like the haggling. It's like, it's a part of fucking macho bullshit. And I have it, too. But it's really nice when I'm doing it and the other person is just like, whatever, I'm not interested.
Give me the fucking money.
Yeah, $3,800. Sure, whatever. Because like, I was like, I sent her a quote on, because the motor mount was broken. I sent her a quote on how much it would cost to get the motor mount fixed and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And she just immediately knocked it down. She took my first lowball offer and she was just like, really, it didn't feel like a fucking arm wrestling match.
Right.
Buying a shit from a lady. So I don't know how you can set a filter on Craigslist, but next time I need to buy a car on Craigslist, I'm only
women only.
Yeah, I'll call it if I hear
man
like hello,
looking
hang up
to purchase some insert thing here from woman.
How creepy would that look though?
I only deal with ladies.
You're just easier. in that way. The cars are messier.
Some of them are easier.
But guys, because they want to haggle, they'll clean the car up. They'll make it look really nice. They'll like blow compressed air into the engine to make the whole front end look as fancy as possible.
Yeah, so they could charge you more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And the girl's just like, I don't know. It's like, I went to the beach and it's like sandy. So I'll take like $100 off. Is that chill? And you're like, oh my God, this is so much easier. But that fucking, yeah, that process is a nightmare. And now I have this anxiety. Whenever, you know what, I'd hate to quote Bob Dylan here, but when you got nothing, you got nothing to lose, right?
For sure.
Now I'm worried about somebody hitting me and just all that shit. Like,
Welcome to owning a car again.
I know. For a minute there, I've had nothing to my name.
Yeah.
And I'm slowly building my life back together. Now I have an iPhone and a Honda.
Ooh.
I know. But also, I feel really responsible. I've like...
You really... Like, all fucking joking aside, you have over the last fucking year really have been responsible. You saved up a bunch of money and you bought a car and you cut out a lot of shit. You cut out a lot of booze, which was costing a lot of money, with the exception of the ones that you stole. But aside from that...
I was buying a lot of beer. I was buying a lot of beer.
Yeah, and you go out to a mic and you buy one beverage here. You go to three mics in a night. It's three. If you could only buy one beer at the place, you know, it just all adds up and you fucking you got your shit together and you did good.
When I was sick, though, the other day, I was laying on the floor with my face against the towel, just dumping soup into my mouth. And it was like pouring out of my face onto the towel.
What?
And I, because the floor was cooler. It was so hot. I had the AC on and everything, but the floor was cooler because I don't have a carpet on my bedroom floor.
Uh-huh.
That's wood. And so I just laid down and I started eating my soup that I ordered delivery from Thai, Eagle Rock Thai, whatever. Mm-hmm. And the soup was spilling out of my mouth. So I like reached up into my hamper, pulled a dirty towel out, folded it into quarters, pressed my face against it, and just started dumping the soup into my mouth. And then I told myself...
That's where the smells come from. That's the difference. Yeah.
But I did not wring the towel into my mouth, which I felt like was a pretty adult move.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's where you were proud of yourself? Never mind the year of you saving up for a car and getting a phone that isn't a clamshell. You had a fucking...
When I moved to LA, I had a CoolPad phone. That was the brand of the phone I had.
I don't even know what that means.
I had a bit about it because I moved to LA and I was really, we probably talked about this, but how like girls in LA on like Instagram and Tinder and all that stuff had pictures of them in multiple bathing suits. And for some reason that was very intimidating to me. Because I was like...
These bitches own... I only own fucking one
I was like, I don't know what to do with a girl who has like a...
Who has
more than one
bathing
suit. That's insane to me.
Who the fuck has a bathing suit budget, dude?
I wore
this bathing suit twice last year. And I cannot wear it. I cannot be seen in this turquoise ever again.
I was like, I can't text a girl with more than one bathing suit from my cool pad. And then at that point, I was living under stairs. And I had like Harry Potter.
This is before you upgraded to the dentist office?
Yes, this is before the dentist office. This is when I was living under the stairs. And I had a 1988 Toyota Corolla that like...
Had a different color door.
Yeah, different color. Had two different color doors. I was like, these girls got two different bathing suits. I have two different colored doors in my car. We do not work. Like, I don't know how I'm supposed to fucking impress these girls. So
I don't know why those chicks are on there anyways. You know what I mean?
Because they're not special here.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
They're nothing. They're absolutely nothing.
Yeah, there's so many of them.
It's ridiculous. That's why I'm not going to go down that road again, but I will reiterate. I've gone into this on the podcast, but hot girl attitude in LA is ridiculous because it's like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like,
I remember I had a tweet about, it was something like along those lines. This is when I was in single in Los Angeles. I was like, yeah, they fuck me because I'm different.
Yeah.
And they fuck you because you're all the same.
Yeah, I'm looking for like a runaway tooth, you know, eyes that aren't exactly like linear, like one eye is like higher. I'm looking for that. Like, oh my God, is that left eye?
She got anything kooky on her face?
Yeah, I need she had two noses? That's hot. Two noses. Wow. Never been with a two-nose girl.
I'm just so bored with symmetry.
Yeah. Ugh. Get out of here. Also, 25-year-olds with lip collagen and, like, facial work.
That shit makes me really sad.
Uh-huh.
It makes me really sad to see, like, such young people that are already altering their body. Because, you know, that means that, I mean, those are the ones that end up either killing themselves when they're in their, like, 49 or mm-hmm. or just really fall apart or become, like, I don't know. You've seen
it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All over Hollywood, there's those disasters with, like, giant tits and their faces peeled back. They look shocked because their faces peeled back so far, and they have giant Dolly Parton blonde wigs.
There's even
wearing, like, Cowboys cheerleader outfits.
There's even a person that, like, a comedian that, I'm using the term comedian loosely, that runs a Bringer show that it just looks like one of those train wrecks.
Bringer shows, for those listening at home, are probably the worst comedy show you could do, because it is a show that you can only get on stage as long as you bring a minimum amount of people. And a lot of Bringer shows, if you don't bring enough people, like the, say that you were supposed to bring five and you only bring four, they take minutes off your set. That's how fucking rigid the Bringer shows are. And it's so goddamn frustrating, because you'll see these comedians who are garbage, who are brand new, who are doing Bringer shows, and they'll be like, catch me at the Comedy Store main room tomorrow night, 8 p.m. So they'll be selling themselves as if they're like as good as Bill Burr doing the fucking Comedy Store main room, but really they're doing a show where they're required to bring people. It's fucking embarrassing. There's one called D's Nuts that works the store. There's a Bringer.
It's so awful.
Uh-huh.
It's so bad. It's, you know what it is? To me, it's disrespectful to that place.
And it's disrespectful to new comedians who don't know better.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally taking advantage of new comedians who are like, oh, I can do the Comedy Store? Like, I've only been doing comedy 3 months. I don't know how the fuck this works. I got to bring five people. That's fine.
Sure. Yeah. I'll just get my coerce my coworkers into come seeing me. And then I can just advertise how I'm a Comedy Store comedian.
And then all your friends see you way too early, and they see how bad you are, and they'll think you're bad for the rest of your life. Yeah. No matter how great you get. Like if Louis C.K. did a Bringer in 89.
People. Like, that's the thing, too, is like once you start seeing those shows week after week, it's like a lot of the same people that are just...
I know comics who go on Craigslist, and they meet their Bringer requirements.
What?
Yeah, they go on Craigslist. They buy all the tickets, so they're paying like $60. To get on stage.
Wow.
And they're offer free
tickets. I
didn't
even know that. That's fucking ridiculous.
Yep. It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
Just go to another town and get on stage.
or just go to an open mic, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be leaving this fucking town.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Where are you going to be? Well, this is going to come out where it doesn't even matter, right?
I'll just be getting back.
You'll be home when this comes out.
This will be releasing when I get back.
If you're hearing this episode and you have a time machine and you want to go back 2 weeks, go to Colorado. She'll be all over it. How was Colorado, Carmen?
Colorado was so amazing. They got a lot of weed in Colorado. A lot of pretty mountains
heard about this.
And trees and shit. Yeah, it was great.
Fantastic.
From what I remember.
Did you just cup water out of a fresh river stream and drink it?
Yeah, I drink it like a fucking deer. I was just walking around the woods drinking water out of streams like a baby deer.
Until
somebody shot me.
Do you have things you just say out loud all the time in a voice like from a movie or whatever?
Sure.
Like, there's this Stuart Lee bit about immigration and about how, like, the UKIPs, which is a very conservative, like the Tea Party of England,
mm-hmm.
how, like, he was like, what's the end game of their anti-immigration thing? Like, would they wish that there was never immigration ever? And so he talks about when the beaker phone people came over from France. This is like thousands of years ago. And they were the first people to invent cups. And he's like, fucking beaker phones with their fucking water vessels. What's the matter with cupping it in your hands? And so now I'll say that like out of nowhere. Like I'll be at work and I won't think anybody's around. And I'll just be like, what's the matter with cupping it in your hands? And then there'll be like Alejandra, the immigrant, looking at me. And I'll be like, oh, it's a thing from a British comedian. My bad. I didn't know anybody was listening. What's the matter with cupping it in your hands?
I'll do Jackie Cation, you know, because I hang out with her a bunch. She's always going, what's happening? And and it's always like that, too. What's happening?
I will say, though, that I get frustrated when...
That or a Maria, stop it. from oh, Unwanted yeah. Thought Syndrome when she does her mom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that.
Maria, stop it. Oh, about Jesus.
When the baby...
This is baby Satan.
Maria, stop it.
Yeah, stop it.
Baby Satan.
I do think, though, that one thing I don't like is, like, I remember when I was in Athens, when I lived in Athens, Georgia, and I'd go hang out with, like, a certain group of friends. They could quote The Simpsons, like, nobody's business. Mm-hmm. And then the whole hangout became Simpsons quotes. References. And I'm like, I don't fucking know The Simpsons. I can't even hang out with you guys right now. There's like five people just bouncing off each other with Simpsons quotes.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like when it's all references because I haven't consumed enough to mm-hmm. be able to play that game. Or because then it's also like it's not any of your own thoughts. These are like, oh, look at all these funny things other people have thought of. And it's like, come on, dude, let's create stuff, you know? Yeah.
You fucking consumer. You fucking capitalist cog. Fuck you, dude. Fucking make something, dude. You hear this? Do you hear
Shut
this sound?
Up. Don't
That's
make
the sound of my fucking script hitting the table, dude. I fucking write my shit. You fucking consuming piece of shit, bro.
I mean, despite how cunty you're being right now, I do feel that way a lot about things, where it's always just like, hey, let's make stuff instead of talking about things that have already been made, you know?
I agree. I mean, I was making fun of me. I was doing an impression of me making fun of you, if that makes sense. I don't think
sure.
it does.
Sure.
I don't think it does at all. But to quote Mitch Hedberg, go inside my head and tell me that isn't funny. He put an unfinished joke on an album and he couldn't finish it. And he's like, oh, I know it's so fucking funny. Here, go inside my head and tell me it isn't fucking funny. It's on an album. I think people care too much sometimes about precision.
Precision?
Yeah, but perfectionists, you know? Like, he was like... That guy was like a genius, and he was so fucking sloppy. I mean, I know his jokes were like perfect as far as how they were written, mm-hmm. but like he would really wing his albums. Like he would have perfect jokes, but he wouldn't.
I mean, that was like, he was the classic, his Comedy Central Presents tanked. He had to film it twice.
Yeah.
Because he bombed on the first one.
So great.
And then he sits down and he's like, this is supposed to be a good thing that's happening to me.
Yeah.
This is supposed to be... Good.
Comedy Central would never retape a bombing now. They would just send you,
you just
right
get
into the river.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they would do that.
Yeah, they would be like Dr. Evil. They'd pull a thing back and your chair would fly down into a pit of flames. You're fucking dead.
I'm excited. I'm so excited about leaving. It sucks because when you're seeing somebody and you're like, I can't wait to fucking leave. There's no way to say that without sounding like an asshole, you know? Because it's not just now, but it's just always been the case where it's just like, I can't wait to not be in one place for a long time, you know?
I understand completely because I've only dated one girl who toured. I did.
Out of all the chicks you've seen? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Only
I did.
One of them ever.
Was really toured.
Yeah.
Like I dated one girl who like toured as much as I have. Mm-hmm. Her bands went to Europe, all that shit. Mm-hmm. And she got it and I got it. And that was great. We didn't get each other in other ways, but it was an incredible relationship. But like, it is to me though, I'm always like, whenever anybody's weird, when I'm like, I got to get the fuck out of town. Like because I would be like, I'm going to go roadie. For somebody.
Right.
I'm jumping in a van.
I got to get out of here.
And it's like, this has nothing to do with you. Like, it feels so codependent. But then again, there's like, you know, the other side of that is people like us have the exact opposite, whatever the opposite of codependent, independent disease.
Yeah.
Whatever, where it's like, I got to be alone.
Yeah. Everyone get away from me.
Yeah.
Get away from me so that I can love you.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So like, I understand the other side, but also sometimes I get so disgusted with like people I was dating mm-hmm. where they would be like, oh, wait, you're going on tour again. Like, fuck you. And I'd be like, fuck you. Don't yell at me because I'm your life and I also have another life. Maybe get another life.
Yeah, get a thing.
Like, don't.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's great.
At least your guy now has a thing.
My guy now, he's got a lot of things going on and it's great and it's wonderful and he's super supportive. He's not like butthurt that I'm leaving or anything, you know.
No, he gets it.
It's It's also,
he's also older.
What do you mean he's older?
Like, he's not 19, 20. Like, a lot of these people I'm talking about are like 20, 21, 22.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't.
They don't understand.
I fucked young dudes. I never dated them. I'm not an idiot.
I've never dated young dudes either. That sounds, I'd hate to date a young dude.
They were usually younger than me, with the exception of like one or two times, but just because then it's easier to be in charge when you're older. but it is, there is something in, and it isn't even just that, but we've talked about this before. It's also just being in one place. Like, this is the most settled I've been in 12 years. Like, as far as, even when I lived in Chicago, I was still always gone all the time. You know, even when I first moved to Los Angeles, I was gone all the time. Mm-hmm. And it's easier to justify it too when you're like running away from somebody or avoid it, like not really wanting to be in a relationship. It's easier to be like, so, but it's like, I like this person and I want to spend time with him, but I also want to get the fuck out of here, you know? Yeah. And also get to see, because
the old iron horse is calling your name.
I also just like to see new shit. I get bored, man. I get bored. Uh-huh. I get so bored here. And even like cool shit has been happening, and I still, I'm just like, I want to look at something else.
I know.
And not even in like, you're like, I don't fuck dolphins and beautiful things. I'm tired of looking at pretty things. I just want to look at a different beautiful thing.
Dolphins are overrated, dude.
Fuck you, man.
And I'm not even hacky with like, they're rapists. Like, that's such a hacky critique of dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck about them. They're just big fish. Fish are ugly.
They're not fish. They're mammals, you dummy. They're closer to us than fish are.
I'm not saying they're fish fish.
What are you saying?
I'm saying,
you just said they're big fish.
Oh, they're okay. They may be closer to us than fish if at the fucking DNA level, but they're still a slippery fucking bottlenose thing with tails and fins that lives in the water, which is a lot closer to a goddamn fish than a fucking human being.
No, it's not. They breathe air. My God. They live in the water. They breathe air. They fucking give live birth. They're closer to us.
If you took a fucking alien. Wait. I know your theory. I know the fucking theory.
There's a theory that they are us.
Yes. I know that stupid theory.
They are water-dwelling humans.
But if you took a goddamn alien and brought him down and he slapped a fucking herring, a dolphin, and a person on three platforms, and you said to that alien, two of these things are related, one of these things isn't, they're gonna pick the fucking person. And you'd be like, well, actually, they breathe air and they have a minuscule amount of hair around their sphincter. In theory, there's a theory that at one point we were the same.
Shut up! Don't give me the water. Nerd voice. I hate that.
Fuck dolphins.
You're wrong.
Big ass fish. Who cares? Not even that big. There's bigger. Whale, mammal too. Also, way more impressive. You ever seen a humpback whale jump out of the water? Fucking makes a dolphin look like a goddamn Honda Fit.
Yeah, but they don't do the spinneroo. They don't do the spinneroo like the spinner dolphin do.
The hunchback jumps out like a fucking stage dive, gets up, and then flips to its back.
Their fat asses can't do the things that dolphins do. They spin up in the air like a fucking torpedo. You know what
a whale do? They kill their trainers because they're badass.
I'm not anti-whale.
Whales are like Harriet Tubman. They're like they're like field fish. And dolphins are house fish. They are. They're a house fish.
How so?
They don't kill their trainers. They just kick footballs through the upright and dance with Ace Ventura. They don't give a shit.
That's not even true.
Whales fight back.
You mean a one specific kind of whale? The one that's
killer whales are like Malcolm X.
Whales?
Killer whales are like the Malcolm X of the fucking sea world.
Yeah.
Yeah, and dolphins are like, I don't want to say MLK because he's a good dude, but.
It's the stupidest comparison.
Dolphins are like, I don't want to make no trouble. I don't want to get in trouble now. White man's been good to me. That's how a dolphin sounds.
I don't like that everybody thinks that, like, and it's just because of SeaWorld and like Free Willy and shit that they think that killer whales are like cool, like they could pet them and shit like that.
My mom kissed Shamu.
Aw, that's adorable. Mm-hmm. That's adorable. I'm glad that that whale didn't bite her fucking face off. It's very nice of that whale.
she had a big, tasty French schnoz on her, too. A little cheese it.
Just nip it right off. Mm-hmm. But they always think that they're so cute, and I get it.
Who thinks they're cute?
Like, just people whales? That like they want to pet.
Oh, I thought you were saying fucking whales think they're so cute.
No, I know them personally, and they are always flaunting about how cute they are.
You know what else I like about killer whales, though, is on a Lisa Frank drawing, they're the only one that looks normal. Like, she, like, rainbow skins the dolphins and makes...
Oh, and all the like, the Shamu teddy bears and whales. Shit are, like, turquoise with stars in their ears
Yeah. But the killer whale looks normal, because you like can't fuck with a killer whale, because they are a fucking field fish, and I mean that in the best way possible.
They also fling. I'd never seen, but I watch my way of disconnecting is I watch a lot of Planet Earth. I think David F. Fuck Morgan Freeman. I want David Attenborough to narrate everything.
The wild ass.
I love David Attenborough, and he.
One time I got real high on mushrooms in New York and I tried to order Chinese food, but it turns out I wasn't talking into a phone at all. But I was ordering Chinese food in David Attenborough's voice because I was watching Planet Earth and I was like, I'll have the wonton soup. I'll have the kung pao.
Yeah, David Attenborough doesn't talk like that at all.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's dead on. Who am I, Dana Carvey? Jesus Christ, it's dead on.
What is wrong with you?
I know, it's crazy. You guys, how did you land David Attenborough?
These killer whales, they would fling seals. They would throw them around and play
awesome.
With their dead bodies. They're fucking cunts. They are the cunts of the sea. People think sharks are bad. No, killer whales. Sharks don't fuck with killer whales. That's how badass they are.
Yeah, you're making my case, I feel like.
What do you mean? I'm not anti-killer. I'm saying, like, I don't like how everyone's
dolphins.
Just...
Killer whales are way cooler than dolphins.
They're more vicious than dolphins. I don't know if that makes them cooler.
I don't know. Who you want on your team when it goes down? Also, like, creepy dudes always want to fuck dolphins. There's, like, 9 million documentaries about, I fell in love with my dolphin. My dolphin loves
really?
Me. Oh, yeah. I get it. It has smooth, shiny skin or whatever. Yeah, dudes always fuck dolphins.
I pet a dolphin. There's nothing sexy about the texture of a dolphin's flesh.
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, there's you just Google it. Guys fall in love with dolphins all the time. And they're like, there'll be documentaries where it's
like. Is it because their pussies are like human pussies?
I don't think they are. I doubt they are.
What the fuck?
That'd be insane if you said dolphin like flipped up in the water. It's just like a hairy bush with like a human pussy just photoshopped right onto the dolphin.
With the actual like meat curtains, like with a meat curtain one.
And then a male dolphin has a big ball sack. Like a big one. That's not how it looks. No, I don't know why they do, but I remember I was listening. There's a doctor.
They would freeze their nuts off. They wouldn't be able to procreate if they had the balls on the outside. It's right. All on the inside.
But if a fucking...
but it would be funny, though.
Just a bush. Just a big, hairy bush.
What are they going to shave?
A landing strip.
I'm surprised in all of your dick drawing adventures you haven't drawn a dolphin with a big old meaty ball sack on it.
Yeah, I probably have.
It's on your Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper. Yeah. There's a male, a male killer whale with a big old donger on it.
I was watching an interview. I was watching a documentary about a guy who fell in love with his dolphin, and he had kids.
Oh my god!
And they were like, and he like grown up kids.
Who marries that guy? Who procreates with that guy?
I think the divorce is what fucked him
Here's
up.
This is another reason why I think people need to shut up about dating is because fucking
dolphin fuckers.
Dolphin
been married.
Fuckers been married. Yeah. Charles Manson had a harem. Like mm-hmm. You're fine. Stop bitching about dating. I'm so tired of it.
Yeah, dolphin fucker. They were like, how have your kids handled, you know, this relationship with your dolphin? And they're like, they say they're fine with it, but they don't really like to talk about it.
Yeah. Yeah, their kids hate you.
Yeah.
Your kids hate you.
Yeah.
That's what that answer means.
Okay, Dad, that's enough.
Yeah, okay, stop talking to me, please.
Yeah.
Please don't tell anybody, Dad. Oh, they're filming you?
You bought a tutu for the dolphin, you fucking creep. What if he put a tutu on his dolphin?
Oh, my God.
A little pink tutu.
Instead of flipper, it's flapper, because you see the human vagina flaps.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm sorry, I can't. Well, what?
What animal would you fuck if you had to fuck not a human first? Like somebody put a gun to their head. Say, I'm going to murder you.
I've never thought about it.
Well, that's now is the time.
There's no animal I would fuck.
Billionaire evil person put a gun to your head and said, I have a fucking Noah's Ark in the back of my fucking house. It has two of every goddamn animal. You got to fuck one of them.
No, I don't want to. Just kill me. I don't want to fuck an animal.
This is why hanging out with girls is hard. Guys would just immediately.
I guess a monkey, they're the closest.
A guy would look at you and say, sheep. Or
well,
something
it's
like
easier
right away.
For you guys because you guys get to put something in something else. We have to take something from somebody else.
Sure. So what are you taking?
I don't know. Like I guess a monkey. They're closest to us, right?
Jesus, that's a big dick, though. You don't want to.
Yeah, not a gorilla, not a silver. I'm not trying to get killed.
Listen,
I don't
if you're
gonna
take something, I would go with like a fucking Shih Tzu.
A Shih Tzu.
Yeah, it's a little dog with a little dick, so it's as uninvasive as possible.
I don't know.
Just a little.
Told you, I never thought about it before. I'm sorry.
Vibrating
you have.
Shih Tzu. This is just stuff guys think about. I love things.
It's a game changer, you inserting as opposed to being inserted into.
I agree 100%.
I think that that's the basis of everything.
But I've already put myself in your shoes. That's why I had the Shih Tzu answer. Chihuahua. Some Chihuahuas are hung. More than Shih Tzus because they're Asian dogs, so they have tiny dicks.
Oh my God.
Little Asian dicks.
I don't think I've ever been traumatized more than the first time I ever saw that horse cock video where a chick was taken.
Oh, yeah.
That was fucking horrific.
There's a video of a guy who gets fucked by a horse. He died.
Yeah, he died.
Good.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking good.
That's like, I feel like.
Because that girl was probably doing it for college money and he was just doing it because he's a freak.
Why? See, fuck that, dude. I think these bitches are getting away with being incredible monsters and nobody judges them for it. But these guys get
I'm judging him a little harder.
No, you totally wrote it off. Oh, she did it for money. Fuck her. She's a fucking weirdo creep too. I'm so tired of women getting a pass for being fucking nasty and gross.
Yeah.
You know a lot of those videos of chicks putting weird ass shit inside their pussies? It's because they wanted to put a weird ass thing in their pussy.
Her next boyfriend's like, Jesus, who is your last boyfriend? Things tore up. And she's like, he was an athlete.
I know a chick I was
a triple crown winner.
she put like the bullet from a tank inside of her pussy. Like a huge, like, I don't remember. It looked like a bomb is what it looked like. It looked like a huge fucking bullet. It was like two or three feet long.
Wow.
And it had the tapered edge, the tapered tip, and she shoved the whole thing. I knew another chick that put a golf club in her pussy because she was dating a guy on the golf team. She thought it'd be funny.
I saw a video on Instagram of a girl, a waitress getting an order sent back. So she shoved the guy's sausage on his plate up her pussy and then put it back on the plate.
Well, that's just funny.
Yeah, yeah.
But
actually, Earthquake posted that. My friend, comedian Earthquake. Who I'll be working with tonight.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy. One of your favorite comedians of all time.
I know. I get to host an open mic.
And then you also get to hang out with one of your other favorite comedians of all time.
It's crazy.
This town is so strange.
He's so out of touch with the, or like he's in a different world because he's not crossover. So Earthquake's a black comedian. If you don't know anything about comedy, but like Earthquake should. Even if you've never heard of Earthquake, mm-hmm. you should know that that's a black comic just by hearing the name.
Yeah.
but he went up to this girl in the front row at the Ice House when we were hosting together, and he goes, "What's your name, beautiful?" She says, whatever her name is. And he goes, you want me, can't buy you a drink? And she goes, I don't drink. And he goes, you don't drink? Then I got to get you honestly. Take me 2-3 years of getting that pussy.
Oh my God.
I was crying laughing.
So whimsical. I know. I love it.
He has this real like preacher delivery. Take me 2-3 years of getting that pussy.
I miss stuff like that. That's going to be gone. Order guy, where you can just talk about pussy like that.
Yeah, I wonder. I mean, it's a pendulum, you know?
I don't know, man. I don't know if it's going
to... But the thing is, I think the only people who'll be able to do it now are the ones like Earthquake, who do it so artfully, where like... Because like if you see somebody like Ari Shaffir do that, you're like, oh, you kind of sound violent. You right. know what I mean? Like there's no grace in it. Where like, I don't know. I think making these topics more difficult can have a positive effect. Like, I think some of the PC stuff can have a positive effect because there are plenty of comedians who are getting... People are like, how does Theo Von or... How does Jamar Neighbors, well, he doesn't get away with it, but like, how do these people get away with this stuff? And it's like, because there's an art to them delivering this brutal, nasty shit. Mm-hmm. And I think that if we weed out the people who can't fucking deliver that nasty shit with that grace and that fucking whatever, that thing you can't really define, mm-hmm. I think it's great. Because I hate more than I hate PC stuff, is I hate the bad offensive comics who ruin it. Like I'll go to mics and I'll have a really rough joke I want to try out, but there'll be 19 fucking idiots doing really bad, ignorant, rough jokes that they haven't thought out and they have no punchline to, where I can't even work the material because people's ears are callous to just offensive shit, so I can't even work it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Betty's here. They can follow me. I witnessed it. Nobody can follow Betty at the store.
That tongue.
I just overheard you saying how blue my material is and how it's hard to follow. Listen, if you can't follow the F-bomb said over 375 times within 2 minutes, then maybe you need to get into a new industry.
Betty, everybody. That's Betty.
Betty the dog.
Oh man, that Betty, she's got a mouth on her.
She really does. That is the perfect voice for a dog named Betty.
She kills too.
Yep,
she kills on stage.
But yeah, no, I think that we're weeding out the people who are bad at offensive material, which isn't necessarily good because, you know, people should be allowed to say whatever they want and people shouldn't take words so fucking seriously. But you go to the store, you'll hear some stuff, but it's done really well.
Yeah. Well, and it's also, but like, take for instance, like a Jamar Neighbors. Like, I watched him do a set and he was doing a character. And he was doing, and this character was gnarly as fuck and was saying some really gnarly shit, you know? Yeah. And it was hilarious, and it was upsetting to people who didn't get it. And sometimes, like as the set went on, more and more people figured it out and laughed. And because he was built making it bigger and bigger to make it easier for people to understand, he's doing it. But it's like I get it. People used to get mad at Kaufman, you know, but a lot of people got it.
Yeah,
you know, and it was celebrated. Once it was understood, it was celebrated. And,
right.
But, like, people don't give that shit a chance. People don't give you a chance to be weird in an offensive way anymore, it seems.
I mean, that's what Dice is. He's a complete character. I mean, unfortunately, he turned into the character.
Yeah.
And he's one of the most insufferable human beings on Earth. But, originally, that's what it was. He was doing Travolta, he was doing Elvis, and then he would do this Dice character. Mm-hmm. And the Dice character became so popular because it was supposed to be cartoonishly vulgar. It was supposed to be a goddamn cartoon.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he didn't die in 1992, and so it kind of ruined it, and it's kind of hard to defend it now. Because if you go up, it's just like fucking... You see him now, it's insane. Have you seen him recently?
Mm-mm.
It's nonsense. It's... complete nonsense. I mean, he went from nursery rhymes to like weird high school poetry and prose that he's like, you gotta see it. It's really confusing what he's doing. He's just an old man rambling up there. Like, it's weird. It's like, who's that guy who vaguely sounds like Andrew Dice Clay is dressed like Tank Girl?
Oh, I love Tank Girl.
Yeah, if you think it helps thinking of him as Tank Girl.
Let's do the gripe of the week.
This is a shout out to late 80s CBGB era punk. If you guys are familiar with that, please let me know if I nailed it.
It's the gripe of the week, everybody.
It's the gripe of the week. Ugh.
Gripe of the week from Ken Miller. I'm tired of comedians being sensitive. Motherfuckers aren't fun anymore. They got rules and shit. I'm tired of it. I mean, yeah, we've talked about that ad nauseum at this point. Totally get that. Jeff Jones.
I would like to know what interaction Ken had leading up to that particular comment, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because that there's two sides to that story. Like,
for sure.
Who knows what he said? But also, you're right.
Yeah, I want to know. It's usually like, because he's like the godfather of Orlando comedy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he has taken the role on of like mentoring people and getting, like, he cares about young people getting better and stuff like that. And it always just bites him in the ass because he's honest. You
Why doesn't
know?
He just move to LA and not worry about young
he's
comics?
He's got kids, he's got a family, you know? So he still works the road and he does really well. He's got a couple TV credits. Like, he's doing good. If he's just he cares about the scene, and so that's like the thing that he contributes. And you know, he's at this point now where he feels like he can't be honest with people. Like, if you're not telling somebody that they did great, you're an asshole.
Right.
Like, I remember him lamenting to me one time where he was just like, this chick ate a huge fat cock on stage, and then right afterwards she asked me what I thought. So I told her, I was like, you got to work on your joke. You're not saying any jokes. You're just talking. You got to think about it. Like,
right.
You got to surprise people with the things you say. It doesn't have to be shocking. You don't have to gross anybody out, but there's got to be a left. That's the whole point of a punchline, is you saying something that people don't expect you're going to say.
Right.
You know, and ended up saying that he was bullying her and that he was being he was so mean to her just because she asked him for his honest feedback and he
Poor
was honest
girl.
With
Nobody's
her.
Nobody's ever said anything to her before.
But, and that's what it sounds like to me. It just sounds like nobody's ever been, you've never been criticized, and that sucks.
You'd never make it in this business not being able to handle that.
Jeff Jones' gripe of the week is people who call you and then text, I just call you, as if you didn't ignore their call on purpose. That sounds like you. Uh-huh. Did you write this? Is that your ghost? Is that your ghostwriter name? That sounds very much
I
like
mean,
you.
To be fair, though, people call me, and then when they text me, I just called you, mm-hmm. then they do get I like reward that aggressive behavior.
I do it the opposite. I'll text you about something, but it's only if it's pressing. I'll text you about something, and if you don't respond, then I'll call you, just so you know. It's significant or time sensitive. Kristen E. Haynes, her gripe of the week is these inconsiderate motherfuckers who park at gas pumps on a busy day and then go inside to buy their stuff and don't even get gas.
That sounds like something you would do.
No, I don't do that.
Really?
I hate this too. If I'm buying shit, if I'm getting gas too. No, if I'm buying shit inside. First of all, I don't ever buy shit at convenience stores. I never have. Because I saw so many road guys waste so much money at a fucking 7-Eleven. I was like, this is 7-Eleven. I know. Fuck that. Mm-mm. It's all junk food. I don't want any of that. If I want junk food, I'll go to a drive-thru.
No, I agree 100%. That's so fucking obnoxious.
Especially if you're not getting gas. Like, if I'm getting gas and getting, like,
well, if you have cash, you have cash. There's nothing you can do about that.
There's nothing I can do about it. I got to go inside. If I'm getting a bottle of water or something, my bad. But I'm getting gas. I've never gone and parked at a thing and never gotten gas. I think that's rude. Because there's plenty of space for you to fucking park.
Yeah.
For you to go get your cracklins or your pack of gum or whatever you're getting. Your pack of cigarettes.
Sometimes there isn't room. Like the Arco on the corner of Eagle Rock in York, I have had to do this exact thing because they have no parking around that place, and if you park in front of the store right by the door, you're blocking a gas pump, and I had to get some stuff. It was an emergency. I needed
You're out of tampons. You had to get tampons for your bloody
badge. I needed some snacks. I was hungry. I needed some, it was snacky time.
It's also different.
What am I supposed to do? Not have my snackies?
It's also different when, because she's talking about it when it's packed too.
Yeah.
When it's super busy, like when people are waiting for pumps for you to do that. That's just fucking rude. I'm sorry. Park.
I just look at him and I shrug my shoulders and go, "Sorry, it was snacky time."
You're such a guy. You're the worst.
And then I get in my car and I look for something on YouTube before.
My God. I blare on the horn. I blare on the horn and I yell at people to leave.
Then I
got to
pull up my Google Maps. And then I like to preview the route so nothing surprises me. And then I don't want to eat my snackies while I'm driving. So maybe I'll eat the snacks.
You're horrible. That's horrible.
I don't do all that.
That's insufferable. Park, don't be an inconsiderate dick, especially if there's people waiting in line. Because sometimes if it's the cheap gas station, the one that's like 70 Arco. Cents cheaper, that they don't have that all over the country.
No.
Yeah, they don't have it in Florida.
Okay, well, there are 49 or 48 other states it could be in.
They're not in the Southeast at all.
Arco? Well, okay, sure. Go to Racetrack then. Whatever. Go fuck yourself.
Racetrack has plenty of room for you to park. There's no reason. They even have parking spots up front because they have a big inside.
I get it. Okay, let's move on. Jesus Christ. Fucking tired.
Chris Provenzano, his gripe of the week.
Provenzano. I got a fucking rocking machine. I don't know why I turned into like, I don't know what that was.
I don't know. It was like Dice slash Bob Dylan. Tommy Soprano.
Oh, yeah. I got a dying machine. What does this guinea bastard have to say?
His gripe of the week is people that send you dick pics from a really good angle that make it look like you're getting a meal, but then you get there and it's just a midnight snack at best. Oh, that small dick. I mean, I hate it. You ever send a dick pic, Brian?
Never in my life. Not once. Are you kidding me? I don't even write emotionally charged emails.
Like, it's not emotional. Dick pics aren't emotional. No,
you're missing my point. Anything that another person can save and use against me to embarrass me.
Even when you were younger?
No.
I guess dick pics weren't a thing when you were younger.
No, I never. I put my dick on MySpace one time, but I dressed it up with like Mr. Potato Head stuff and you couldn't even tell.
Yeah.
It still got banned, but that was just like a joke.
Yeah.
And it was very covered up. But no, I never put, if I have like something to say to somebody.
You've done like long distance shit and stuff like that. Yeah, how do you keep it spicy?
I don't sext, Skype, whatever. What is the word for that?
Yes, you sexting or video fucking?
Yeah, I don't do any of that stuff because they could screen record it. I don't fucking do any of that shit, dude.
Wow.
I don't.
That's how paranoid you are.
I don't put shit in writing. I don't fucking nothing.
There is no record of you being emotionally attached to any human being ever in the history of your relationship. Have you ever had a real relationship? Has this been all in your own head?
Oh no. Oh no. Not at all. Not at all. Yeah, I don't fuck that, dude. I don't trust anybody at all. If you read my life as emails, I'm a very stable, positive person with a lot of exclamation points. That's it.
Scott Anderson, his gripe of the week.
Mr. Anderson.
His gripe of the week is people in Florida having Huskies, Great Pyrenees, and all these made for the Arctic winter dog breeds with super thick long hair. I never liked that too. I used to criticize that
rude.
When I was younger. It is. Why would you? You don't take a fucking polar bear. Well, they do at the zoos. I was going to say you don't take up a polar bear and bring them to the tropics. But
they keep them inside in
they keep them in a cool
Arctic
the
setting.
Penguins. Yeah, they keep them in the fucking refrigerator, basically. A big refrigerator room.
A refrigerator you can walk around in. I caught my coworker in a walk-in fridge today asleep.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. I could sleep in a walk-in fridge. No problem.
Schlepping shit all day that he was supposed to help me schlep. No, Andrew, this isn't you.
I used to date this dude who was assistant manager at a Little Caesars, and I used to party in that walk-in.
He sounds high quality boyfriend right there.
He was 17.
You landed in his 17 assistant manager?
Yeah, dude.
It might be something.
Where
is he now?
He lives in Texas. He's got two kids, and he works for Apple.
Does he work for an apple orchard, or does he work for...
There's no fucking apples.
Is he Johnny Appleseed? Does he
no
just travel up and down
Texas
rivers spreading
in
seeds?
In that desert-ass state.
Hey, the hill country. You can grow apple trees.
It is rude to have those fucking furry ass animals in that hot ass weather, especially like even
if an
out
animal
here,
has a region in its name, keep it in that region. If it's a Great Pyrenees, keep it in the fucking Pyrenees.
Yeah, or a fucking husky.
Keep it in the husk.
Yeah,
you know.
Gripe of the week from Mark Gagnon. I never know how to say your last name, Mark. Gagnon. I don't know how to say it right.
Gagnon.
Sometimes I get fancy and spend a lot of money on a new towel, but sometimes the new expensive towel will be so new you can't even dry off with it. It's somehow too soft to absorb moisture.
What
it
the
like
fuck
repels
you
water,
about?
So you end up just redistributing post-shower residue around your body and no work is being done. So you just pat yourself off with half a roll of paper towels like
what?
The damp Motel 8.
You don't have a medium towel? You just spend $1 million on one towel, then it's either that or paper towels?
Did you throw away all of your other fucking towels?
Also,
like,
you sound like Aziz Ansari on Parks and Rec. Like, that's the kind of person you sound like. Tom Haverford.
I don't like when you get a new towel and you have to wash it like 9 times before it doesn't fall apart or like give like make you linty. You know what I'm talking about? Like, I bought a new towel, and then I dried off with it, and it just put lint all over my body.
I've never bought a towel in my life.
How do you?
Hotels.
You just always steal towels?
Yep.
Really?
I have a shitload of, I have a Sheraton, a Marriott. I have a cool kind of sherbet orange towel from that hotel we stayed in Arizona with Anthony. Remember that hotel? It looked like Doug Stanhope's house.
No, I don't remember that.
The one in the pool where I passed out swimming towards those girls.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, they had really cool towels. I stole one from there.
Oh.
I've never bought a towel. What kind of animal buys a towel? Sure.
And, you know, most
of I know, most people
most,
do.
Most people
But I'm
do.
A road dog, you know what I mean? I make grilled cheese sandwiches with irons and steel towels.
Joe Chapowski's gripe of the week is rental applications wanting to know my credit score, blood type, sexual history, mental health diagnosis,
yes.
Union affiliation.
Preach.
5 previous landlords, nieces' birthdays, great great granduncles, sisters' maiden names,
2 turtle doves. Yeah,
religion and why one time I was late on a student loan payment 3 years ago.
Trying to find a place to live in a city that is worth living in, like, or not worth, but like a desirable city like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Boston, all those places. The rental applications are gruesome. It's
dude, that's why I don't fuck with that. I haven't.
Oh, I haven't either. I just watch other people do it.
I know. I just haven't had a. Dude, rent a place that where you. It's shady. Go with a shady person.
I'm Captain Coattails in every facet of my life. Somebody else gets a place and then they have a falling out with a roommate and I move into that room. I fucking, you know, somebody starts a show in London, brings it to LA, makes it really popular, and then I just jump on and co-run it. I am Captain Coattails. I've never filled out a rental. I filled out one rental application and my credit score failed. But yeah, no, they want to know way too much about your life. And it's like, I don't even know who the fuck you are, landlord. You could use all this information to fucking screw me. You could steal my identity. I don't know. I'm with you. I hate the rental application process. It is so fucking stressful in this economy to move. Can you imagine if you lived with your boyfriend or girlfriend and you guys break up and you live in a city and you're depending on the other one for that half of the rent and trying to fucking find a new place to live while it takes months. And so you're in this apartment with this girl you broke up with that you can't stand or she can't stand you. Ugh. Fucking difficult, man.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's really hard to break up with people in the city. I think a lot of people stay together for the rent.
Well, even if they and that's it, it's really contemptuous when you still have to break up, when you just say fuck it and still live together. Oof. I had never heard that until I was like living in Chicago and yeah. Like living in cities where I was like, wait, you guys stay, find another person to live with. What the fuck are you doing? This sounds horrible.
It's hard to move.
I also remember in Chicago, there would be like people who would seasonally date people. Like in the winter, they would because they wouldn't want to go outside. Mm-hmm. So they would just date people so they could fucking nap and watch Netflix with all winter. They would
yeah.
just have people
oh, yeah,
season,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
like seasonal boyfriends and girlfriends.
Den mates or there's a word for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
Which I also thought was gross.
Yeah,
I was like,
pathetic.
That's so stupid.
But that's more pathetic. This is just a difficult situation, like
yeah.
trying to move out. Like, if you're going to break up with somebody, you got to know months ahead. You got to look for a room secretly. Mm-hmm. You got to fucking hide your rental applications and put it in your porn.
That's how you hide it.
I mean, who has porn anymore?
Who do you think got the gripe of the week?
I like rental applications. I hated towel. Can we give a worst gripe of the week to towel guy? Ken Miller was just right, but like, whatever. Stop raising these babies. Just let them die.
I know.
I don't even know you, Ken. I've never met you, I don't think. Well, maybe I did meet him. Yeah, I did meet him, actually. Yeah, I did meet him.
My vote is for the gas station.
My vote is for a rental application. Let's flip a coin.
Okay.
That's the only way to do it.
Heads, it's gas station. Tails.
All right, we're flipping an SD card because I can't find a coin. So the sticker side is heads.
Okay. Heads it is.
Gas station.
Kristen Haynes, you got gripe of the week, baby. By the way, guys, please write us a little review on the iTunes. Subscribe. Tell other people about us, please.
Spread the word like a disease.
Yeah, we're trying to infect all of you, if you could. Mm-hmm. Email us if you want to, nosirpod@gmail.com. Follow us on all the assorted social media at nosirpod, at the funny Carmen for me, at Brian J. Vokey for Brian J. Vokey. And, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Okay,
thanks.
Okay, thanks.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What the fuck is the fucking matter? I'm like a stupid one.
I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.